Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. Yes, Austin, Texas, where the steers are queer. You dig? And not going anywhere, okay? That's right. Austin. It's where everything gay just gets herded. Like all of the cattle in the rest of the state, but to this part of Central Texas, that's where it goes. That's where it stays. That's where it grows and stays, and that's where it loves and nestles in its bosoms of equal gender sexuality. That's Austin, Texas. Yes, here I am, and look at me in my heteronormative, boring. Ugh, straight relationship. Ugh. Right? Ugh. Ugh. You know what's even worse? I technically have a boyfriend still. I have a boyfriend still who I married to 3 years ago or so, 2 years in Vegas. In Vegas with Elvis, okay? Elvis, the most straightest kind of marriage you can get from a millennial is a nostalgia fucking trope, cynical marriage with no paperwork, just a vow in front of strangers and some friends. And they were all comedians. So it's like, what even was that? Those aren't people. You know what I mean? They're not actually humans. They're just spotlight chasers. Kind of like how tornado chasers chase tornadoes. And you, a part of you just lets people like that go before they can hurt you by being ripped away by their pursuit of a tornado, which will take them in the air one day and dash them to pieces in Arkansas somewhere, you know? So Oklahoma, where are the tornadoes? Yeah. So, but you know, it was great. It was beautiful, but it was, ugh. I have a baby with this man, a baby. We've been together for like 10 years, 10 years. My boyfriend of 10 years. My understanding is that that's not cool right now. That boyfriends are not cool. Not cool. Not cool. They're boring. Let me tell you something. I've never been cool. And I don't plan to start now. In fact, I was calling him my husband, but now I'm back to calling him my boyfriend. Somehow, having a boyfriend, at least on the internet, became the new gay. That's gay. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I started out as a sexually amorphous blob as a child, as a non-sexual being, as a little child. To a completely confused young adult, to straight, and now I'm making my debut as gay because I have the most embarrassing thing on the internet today is a boyfriend. According to multiple articles and according to multiple TikTok videos, and it's trending pretty hard. I know this. Having a boyfriend. It's egregious, according to many, many news articles. Many news articles, so bad because why? Because they explain things that they know about and are probably Republican, all of them somehow. And they are embarrassing because their opinions don't always vibe with the cool people, like Sydney Sweeney and her GQ interview. And by cool people, we pretty much exclusively mean in this economy, in this particular manifestation of capitalism, in this country, in this time, the cool people. It's not what you think. It's not like, oh, it's Hollywood. Oh, it's these elites. Oh, it's whatever. Okay? This is a consumer society. So the person who is at the top is whoever can sell the best. And that is always going to be a girl. The girl. The girl that sells the product. That's the queen of this country. The queen. Always forget. Don't ever forget that. The queen of the country is always the girl. Before, corporations would prepare a girl, almost like a virgin sacrifice. They would hand raise her from childhood. They would scout talent. They would pick the correct ones. We want this one. We want that one. Britney Spears was one of those. There were many funnels. One of the most infamous one was the Mickey Mouse Club. Many girls, and that's capital G, we call them it girls, came from that funnel and were psychologically ruined later on as a result, but lived pretty good lives in the interim while they were on top as the queens of product pushing, because that's really what matters here. Queen. And the queen now is Sydney Sweeney. The queen, there are many queens. Taylor Swift is one queen. Beyonce is one queen. And it's not about being attractive necessarily. It's about having that it factor enough at least to product push. You want to push. You have to be able to make a dent in the economy somehow. That's what does it. And these girls got it. And if they don't, they train them to have it. And you can't really. Rebecca Black learned that the hard way. Remember? Friday, right? Raining. Gotta get down like Friday. I'm a stupid, mediocre bitch, but my parents have money, right? Rebecca Black. She, like Icarus, just reached too high. She tried to touch the sun and her makeup melted right off her face as a result and left her exposed to the public as a fraud. And that's what happened. But Sydney Sweeney is sort of the apex now. Why? Because product pushing and being the queen now involves a slightly more nuanced complexity that we didn't have before, which is political rage bait controversy. And now we have finally come full circle because it just so happens that just like in the 50s, we're a blonde, blue-eyed, busty girl, but, you know, a nice-sized one, not some fucking slob with big sloppy titties. Nice, prim. Girl, trim, held together, tight, big ass titties, blonde, blue eyed, big lips. We like that now, big lips, you know, because of the Latin influence or whatever. And before blonde, blue eyed, it was because, you know, Americans considered themselves homogenous in that way, and that was the apex. Now we have come full circle through all of the culture wars, all of the gripes about blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls, to now realizing that blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls are actually, no, let's double down on that, because now that we've come all this way, we realize that they actually cause the correct amount of controversy and yet toe the line because of being female, right? They're not at the top of this power hierarchy in that way to be non-threatening at the same time. There you go. She's perfect. Perfect. And now we've come full circle. We got whitey chicks again at the top. Queens. But at the same time, all of this other shit has happened where it's become democratized. Being the girl is accessible to all of us. And that's a beautiful thing. You can all be the girl. The ugliest, you could be as ugly as fuck. You can be the girl. You want to, if you're fat, you can be a Lizzo girl, right? The Lizzo queen, the queen of the fatties. And if you have Down syndrome, not to worry. It's like that Puerto Rican Victoria's Secret model. She's the queen of the Downsies. Queen Downsy girl. Also, nice rack. Unfortunately, we have to know that because they just parade her around like that. Queen, every girl has to be that. Now every girl is product pushing. Every girl, if you're online, you're girl. G, capital G, girl. You are girl. And now you must go forth and hawk your product. You got to sell your body to hawk whatever bullshit you're trying to peddle. And that's what you do. And that's why girls are trying so hard not to not be the girl. Going past the girl, you know, becoming a woman, not good. Woman, not attractive, not good, not compelling. Because a woman, what is a woman? A woman is a girl who doesn't want to sell herself anymore. She's tired. She's still tired. She sees through it. The cynicism shows in her eyes. There's a different kind of energy. She's retiring from the camera, not going towards it. She just wants to sit on a beach somewhere and let it all hang out. She's found her peace. Nobody wants woman. Woman won't sell out. So now they want to make it so that everybody just desperately clings to being girl. You got to be girl. How are you going to make something of yourself in this life if you can't be a girl? So now you have contour makeup tutorials to make every woman conform to that one whore face. I just call it whore face because it's like very dramatic. And even that's kind of fading out, right? That's becoming less popular, but it was big for a while. And it's basically the drag queen face. And the drag queen face just adheres to the facelift face. That's where it comes from. It all bleeds into each other, boob jobs, everything, and you're all trying to waist snatched. We need it because we need to be the girl. If you're not the girl, you don't have any value. You're worthless. Nobody cares. Sydney Sweeney. And because they know this, that's the situation we're in. I think that's why I bet that's single-handedly driving the fertility rate the way it is. It's that girls know that once you have a kid, you are no longer a girl. You can't be girl with a kid. You can't. You are woman. And we don't like women right now or ever. Women are not fun. And I'm not even being sarcastic or ironic. Women are not fun. There's nothing fun about being a woman. There's nothing fun about being a man either. There just isn't. But that's just kind of where it is, how the cookie crumbles into middle age. So anyway, what's going on in the news? What's happening? Okay, we got Associated Press. We got the no hire job market leaves unemployed in limbo as threats to economy multiply. We got Elon Musk bounding to the stage of the company's AGM, accompanied by dancing robots after shareholders approved his pay package. We got, according to the Morning Dispatch, NPR, New York Times, we got the Senate voted 60-40 on Sunday night to move forward with a temporary funding package aimed at ending the 40-day government shutdown, which is the longest in U.S. history. And then followed by that, we're going to cover the Sydney Sweeney interview a little bit more. And then after that, we're going to end with Congress and a long rant and a conversation with yours truly. So I am gonna start. Here I go. Here we go. That's the news, baby. That's the news. Yeah. Let's just cover the job market first, because let's get that out of the way. Okay, we got the no hire job market. Yeah. I mean, you feel it. We feel it. We all feel it. This is something that is just evident in life if you're living it. And it's that fuck being a girl, fuck being anything. Nobody's hiring. not only is now nobody hiring, but people are now getting laid off. That weird period we had where nothing was happening for a second, and it was like, what is even going on? Is it going to get better? Is it going to worse? It's getting worse now. The roller coaster has started. The roller coaster, it just reached that point where it got to the apex and it stops, and you're like, what's going to happen? And then it just goes down. You see the big decline stretching out before you, just that slope. You're going to hit it. And where it stops, nobody knows. Let's see. Before the shutdown, Labor Department reported that the hiring rate, that is the number of people hired in a given month as a percentage of those employed, fell to 3.2% in August, matching the lowest figure outside the pandemic since March 2013. But the difference is back then the unemployment rate was 7.5. That was as the economy slowly recovered from the job losses from the 2008-2009 Great Recession, which is higher than August's 4.3%. These are all just numbers and shit. I hate when it gets to this point when the numbers you keep reading about just aren't conveying the quiet desperation of everybody's lives right now, and the anxiety and the price of everything and jobs. It's not, if there's no hiring, that means people are afraid to quit jobs that they hate. We're basically in the inverse situation that we were during COVID. And that sucks. And it's happening. And isn't it convenient that this is happening? Like, all these layoffs are now happening during the government shutdown. You know what I mean? Because this is just exactly the time where the jobs reports aren't going out. So there's no information about what's happening with employment at all. Very convenient. They just waited. I don't know. Did they make it happen? Did they make the government shutdown happen? Yeah, kind of. They kind of did, didn't they? I mean, if there were no culture wars, there would be no government shutdown at this point. I mean, there's a direct line between the two. And the culture wars, where do they come if not from social media? And social media is tech companies. And tech companies, I don't know. I think they have a vested interest in fucking shit up and getting, because they're so big right now. I don't know, man. They're so big right now. I think they just want to wreck the whole country and start over with like a new monarchy or something. I think that's what's happening. And then they just give us, they throw Sydney Sweeney's tits at us to distract us, from what they're actually up to. I mean, if you don't understand what's happening with this income inequality and how insane it is, look, Elon Musk dancing on stage with robots and for getting an approved pay package from his company where he's going to now be a trillionaire. That, you know what, you understand? That means billionaires are the new upper middle class. Do you understand? That means that billionaires are regular people and trillionaires are the new billionaires. I mean, no. Yeah, trillionaires. So that would mean, supposedly, that everybody would be making a six-figure income if you were just middle class, regular middle class. Nope. Because there's this gap now because of AI and fears about AI where people now don't even get hired for those positions. So there's this steep drop off of people that are just kind of sitting on their hands and wondering what the fuck is going on. So I don't know. What are we going to do? Listen, if we're going to be serfs, I'd rather be, where's Robin Hood and the Merry Men? Because I want to be with those guys. Those guys seem like they were having a good time in the woods. I want to do that. I think I'm going to just learn archery. I think we got to learn archery, because if they're going to take over the country, we got to get the fuck out of the country. But the airplanes don't work. They're grounded because of the government shutdown, and they said it's going to get worse. So the only place to go is the woods. We got to go to the woods. We got to be one of those off-grid people. You just have to. And that means, and the thing is, it's not going to happen. Most people are not going to even think about. They'll think it's stupid and crazy because they still are delusional about being the girl. There are people who are transitioning to be the girl. They're pining away for this kind of, you know, central position in people's psychology. They see themselves as being entitled to that. So they just become the, they just become a girl. They were a boy, now they want to become a girl. Not all of them. I'm just saying a few definitely are doing it because they want to be the girl. And the allure, the temptation to be the girl and maybe hit it big and become like a bigger girl, like big girl. You put on your big girl pants and be like a big girl, corporate funded. It's too strong. It's like hitting the lottery. It's like when Puerto Ricans play the lottery. You can't not play the lottery. You go insane. You get addicted to it. My grandmother, her whole room was papered in lottery tickets constantly. She would buy lottery tickets every single day, multiple ones. She would play all kinds of numbers based on people's birthdays. She would just combine. She got bored. She was just combining random numbers and she would just put it together. And just, here, go play these numbers. When I was walking by the mailboxes, I blinked 5 times. And every time I opened them, those are the numbers I saw in the mailboxes. So play those numbers, play the numbers. And it would just be random, just completely nothing. Five pigeons, 3 rats, and 14 roaches died today that I cleaned it up. But play those numbers, play the numbers. And it was just, and she did win, actually. Not a lot, but when she won a little. And that's what happens here, is that people are so bought into getting viral. They're so addicted to that rush, that idea. It's a casino. Everyone has been imprisoned in a casino. And now we're all slowly just becoming one of those casino creatures that just sadly haunt the cheap carpeted hallways of a casino, munching on like chicken rings or some other gross thing. Eat the Caesar salad, gross romaine lettuce chunks with that shitty sauce in it. That's what's happening. Ugh. I want to go to the woods. We got to do that. But the thing is you can't be a girl in the woods. Girls get eaten by wolves. If you've ever read any children's stories, you know that. And that's the thing. If you want to go to the woods, you have to give up being a girl and become a woman. Which is cool. I mean, there were chicks with Robin Hood and they fought, you know, pretty well. They were archers and stuff. I remember that. There was, what was that lady's name? But those were women and they probably churned butter and chopped wood and, you know, shot people in the neck with their arrows. And knew how to field dress a dead deer and things like that. Woman shit. That's the thing. It's like when you're a woman, you don't need a corporate seed angel investors or anything like that because you can kill a deer and peel its skin off and disembowel it and drag the carcass home and eat it. You don't need anybody anymore. You don't need anybody. So I don't know. I think I'd rather go to the woods and be a woman instead of a girl in this society forever, trapped into this girl mold as I get older and older and older. It's just ridiculous. Kathy Griffith's walking around in a bikini still trying to be like, I got some girl in me. It's like, put on a fucking potato sack and grow some wheat in a field. Like, be a woman or something. Like, go bake sourdough. Do shit. You can't be a girl forever. Anyway. So yeah, the Senate voted 60-40 on Sunday night to move forward with a temporary funding package aimed at ending the 40-day government shutdown. Finally, the longest in U.S. history. 8 members of the Democratic caucus, joined by Oh yeah, cross the aisle to support the bill. The package does not include extended health care subsidies. What a surprise. But Senate Republicans agreed to hold a vote on the issue. This is a step in passing the package, which would need additional votes before it's sent to the House of Representatives. If passed, the measure would fund the government through January 30th, providing Congress with time to negotiate a full annual appropriations bill or another continuing resolution. Democratic congressional leaders, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, oppose the bill. Well, whatever. They oppose everything. Oppose. It's just this, and this is the thing. It's like, this is just the typical internet dynamic, media entertainment dynamic, where girls effortlessly get attention for being girls. Men, especially a lot of these congressional members, just dudes, men, nobody cares about them. It takes an entire Congress having histrionics over spending packages to get the attention of the public, like at 20% the level of Sydney Sweeney in a 20-minute GQ interview. That's how it is. And that's why we're going to lose our democracy. Because the Congress is trying to get our attention any way. Congress is the ugly sister of the Brady Bunch. She's the ugly Brady. Marsha Brady is? No, it's not Marsha. Marsha's the pretty one. And all of the girls, it's just an army of Marsha Brady's against Congress, who is the other Brady. I don't even remember her name. That's how ugly she was and uninteresting. And nobody cares. The only time people started to care was when they were like, hey, they're going to cut food stamps. Then people kind of paid attention and threw some tantrums online and stuff because, you know, your food stamps, how are you going to buy all of the food that all these beautiful girls online told you to buy? Also, healthcare subsidies, that's a big deal, right? Because then how, after eating all that food, are you going to take Ozempic? How are you going to afford it? You can't. And so Congress has to struggle to be as entertaining and dysfunctional as some kind of reality TV show just to get people to pay attention again. And it's not going to work. And things are just going to get worse. And the government shutdowns are going to extend. And then one day we're not going to have Congress. They're going to leave for good. And then you're going to see Elon Musk dancing with robots again. This time it's like, hey, dude, Congress, let me take over Congress. Isn't that cool? That's so cool. So cool. Sydney Sweeney, by the way, the reason why she got attention was she became a lightning rod for the culture wars. That's what you do nowadays. You be a hot girl and then you make a bunch of people mad by existing. And it's really easy for a girl to do. So she did it. And I think it was the Levi Strauss jeans advertisement that she was in. And she just wore jeans or whatever and showed her boobs to the cleavage. And then the slogan of the advertisement was just like, Sydney Sweeney has good jeans. So then, of course, the internet just immediately, allegedly, made it stoke some controversy with people claiming that she was alluding to eugenics and white supremacy, you know, like white jeans are better and all this stuff. And she's like, oh, no, I'm wearing blue jeans, not white jeans, because she's dumb. All right. So it was, that was it. And that was the thing. And I mean, I'm almost definitely sure that they did that on purpose to do this, to get this controversy, because it all falls neatly on her lap as the perfect vehicle to promote her movie, Christie. So basically, the Daily Wire decided to jump into the fray and then become a part of the whole culture war shit by making it worse. by commenting on it, right? So you just have Ben Shapiro going, "See, you hear what he's saying on the internet? This is unconscionable. Do you see what I'm saying? These people are crazy. They just look at anything, and it's all white supremacy all the time. I mean, what are we going to do with these people? They're going to ruin these. We're going to ruin civilization if we don't stop them somehow." I'm Ben Shapiro, and I sound like a chihuahua. So you just got that going on, and it just kind of keeps going. And it's like, you don't even know what's real anymore. Did he get paid by Sydney Sweeney's team to comment on it, to make it bigger than it is, so that then she can go on GQ and have this giggly conversation with this interviewer who's clearly intimidated by this girl's command and presence? And clearly, you know when a girl has always been told and treated as if she were valuable, and when they haven't. And that GQ interviewer has not. And Sydney Sweeney, yes, almost probably hand-raised like a poodle to be what she is today, destined for it. And it's all just back to business as usual with entertainment. Entertainment, Hollywood, right, it's just the club of girls. It's the girls club, right? And it's not even girls that run it. It's dudes, corporate guys, right, who are making all the decisions and the moves and the making the deals, right, and making it happen. The girls are the ambassadors, right? And the gays, yes, also in the mix. Backup dancers, I guess. I don't know what they're doing there, being gay. But they have figured out how to take back the attention of people back onto them. They're going to do it no matter what. You want to know why? Because they are driven single-mindedly with the purpose of getting your attention at whatever the cost, because they are narcissistic. Regular people, their attention is divided in too many directions to want to focus on maintaining the democratic vibe of social media, you know, and everyone gets a say and all this. They don't, you don't care because you have a life. Nobody's hiring you. You're unemployed. Elon Musk is dancing on stages with robots. Things are getting really weird. Okay, Congress, they're slitting their wrists trying to get you to just look at them and give a shit about voting for anybody, anything. And meantime, all they got to do is take Sydney Sweeney's boobs out and just parade it up and down Twitter one night. And it's like nobody remembers what the fuck anybody was even talking about. Everybody just moves on. It's like boobs just are the rinse and repeat of people's focus. And you just kind of keep doing that. You keep throwing it in people's faces and they just forget all the politics, all the shit. Just goes by the wayside. It's like, who cares, right? Let's look at these boobs. So, you know, let's move to the woods. That's all I'm saying. Join me in the woods. Let me know if you're interested. Okay? All right. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. Thank you for listening. I have been Melissa Diaz. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. Thank you so much. I hope you have a good week. I'll talk to you again on Thursday, once again. And we'll go over the news. We'll compare notes. Well, we won't, but I'll just pretend we are. I'll just talk to myself. I'll just pretend you're here, whoever you are. And yeah, we'll just move forward and we'll learn how to become women together and let's figure it out from there. All right. In the meantime, goodbye.